The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we're going to be talking about a topic that's on everyone's mind, or at least half of the topic is on everyone's mind, and that is food and food safety. And we just happen to have our resident food safety guru here at the Ulster County Department of Health, Corey Kassler. Corey graduated from SUNY New Paltz, where he was formerly a licensed asbestos inspector, and currently he's health inspector for Ulster County Department of Health. He enjoys exercising, educating, coffee, family, and as we'll find out, talking. So good morning, Corey. Welcome.
Morning, Vin. How are you today?
I'm very well. Hey, Corey, before we get started on the subject, how about telling us a little bit about what your job involves? What does your typical day look like?
Sure. My job is to ensure that restaurants comply with the New York State Sanitary Code to make sure they're following all the rules and regulations to make sure no one gets sick in Ulster County. And also part of my job is to open up all new restaurants in Ulster County to make sure they're in compliance with the law so they have very little issues, hopefully, down the road.
So Corey, we're just to determine my level of food safety knowledge, which is little to none, we come up with a little game, a little quiz show game here. And what's going to happen is you're going to ask me a question and present me with some multiple choices. I'm going to guess which one is correct, and I will probably be wrong 99.9% of the time. But you'll tell me why I'm either right or wrong, or just I gave it a wicked guess, you know?
Okay. Sounds great, Vin.
All right, so why don't you hit me with question number one?
All right. The temperature of the refrigerator in your home is 50 degrees, is A. B is 40 degrees. And C is, I don't know, I've never measured it.
Let's see. C, I don't know, I've never measured it.
That is probably the most realistic answer for most people. But letter B, 40 degrees is the best temperature for a refrigerator. New York State says anything above 45 degrees, pathogens rapidly multiply. So you want things below 45 degrees, and 40 is the best temperature.
All right. Very good. I didn't get it right, though. Okay, hit me with number two.
All right. The last time you had leftover cooked stew or other food with meat, chicken, or fish, the food was A, cool to room temperature, then put in the refrigerator, B, put in the refrigerator immediately after the food was served, or C, left at room temperature overnight or longer.
I'm going to say A, because you don't want to put something hot in your refrigerator.
That is probably the most common answer, but the correct answer is B, put in the refrigerator immediately after the food was served.
Oh, no. So how am I doing? I'm 0 for 2.
All right. Well, you still have a lot of time.
All right. Let's try with number three, Corey.
All right. Number three, the last time the kitchen sink drain, disposal, and connecting pipe in your home was sanitized was A, last night, B, several weeks ago, or C, can't remember.
Do I have to answer honestly?
Honestly is always better. You remember the answer.
Okay. It would be like none of the above because I've never done it, I think. Supposed to do it, Corey?
The best answer should be last night. And I'll explain why really briefly is that most people wash their hands in their sink after cleaning their car or changing the oil or taking care of their baby. Then they've used that same sink to put their vegetables in to go and have for dinner.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I do that when I come home every day. I just wash my hands in the sink in hot water because it's right there.
I know.
Then you put your produce. Prepare any food.
I know. People don't think about putting their food in after they're going to eat that. So.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's very common.
Corey, I'm really doing badly here. Oh my
still
gosh.
Time. It's still time.
All right. Try me for another one.
All right. If a cutting board is used in your home to cut raw meat, poultry, or fish, and it's going to be used to chop another food, the board is A, reused as is, B, wipe with a damp cloth, C, wash with soap and hot water, or D, washed with soap, hot water, and then sanitized?
You know, the honest answer is B for me, wiped with a damp cloth, but I suspect it's really C, washed with soap and hot water.
Believe it or not, the answer is D, wash with soap, hot water, and then sanitize. And I'll explain very briefly. When you wash something, you remove visible dirt, but there's still bacteria on the surface. So you wash the visible dirt. The answer is D, wash with soap and water, sanitize. So you wash with soap and water, and then sanitize and kills the bacteria on the cutting board. That's what you really want to do. A little bleached water is your friend.
So you mean like the bacteria doesn't just add to the flavor of the food or anything like that?
In certain cultures, it may. But here, I don't think it enhances anything.
So. You see, so Corey, this is why we have like a food safety genius like you in our midst to like advise people like me.
I love educating people. Love doing that.
All right. Number five.
All right. The last time you had a hamburger in your home, you ate yours A, rare, which is 140 degrees, B, medium, which is 160 degrees, or C, well done, 170 degrees.
C.
Well done. That is actually the best answer.
Oh, you see?
Congratulations.
I'm not a complete idiot.
Congratulations. Yeah. And the reason you want something well done is because, remember, with ground meat, the bacteria is not on the surface. It's inside the item. So if you have a steak, the bacteria is on the outside of the steak, but you grind it. Now the bacteria from the outside is on the inside. So you want it well done. That's the safest way. Some people like it differently. Yeah, and everyone has their own taste, but the safest is see well done.
That's really interesting. So like I'm on a roll now. So hit me again.
See? Okay. The last time there was cookie dough in your home, the dough was made with raw eggs, and I sampled some of it. Made with raw eggs and refrigerated, then I sampled some of it. C is store-bought, and I sampled some of it. D, not sampled until baked. I love cookie dough.
It's got to be C, store-bought, because that's got to be the safest, right?
Believe it or not, D, not sampled until baked, is the safest.
Oh, no.
Many times they put raw egg in the dough, even from the store-bought, depending on what manufacturer makes it. But raw egg, you can get salmonella from raw egg, and that's like not fun.
Yikes. All right. Number seven, Corey.
All right. You clean my kitchen counters and other surfaces that come into contact with food with A, water, hot water and soap, hot water and soap, then bleach solution, hot water and soap, then commercial sanitizing agent.
B, hot water and soap.
That sounds like the cutting board, but no, the best thing, believe it or not, C and D are very similar. A bleach solution is a sanitizer, so it could be C or D, hot water and soap, then bleach, or hot water soap, then commercial sanitizer. The only problem is most people don't have access to commercial sanitizer, but bleach does work well, just not too much bleach.
Right.
So you want to wash the dirt and then sanitize the counter to not kill off the bacteria.
All right, let's speed it up so we don't run out of time in the first session here.
Sure.
Number eight.
When dishes are washed in your home, they are washed and dried in an automatic dishwasher, left to soak in the sink for several hours, then washed with soap in the same water, washed right away with hot water and in the sink and then air dried, washed right away with hot water and soap and then in the sink and immediately towel dried.
Well, I just hate doing dishes, and I do have a dishwasher, and it's not a person. It's actually a machine. Mm. So A is my answer. Washed and dried in the dishwasher.
A, believe it or not, A and D are the right answers. Automatic, you want to air, the dishwasher air dries. And when you wash your dishes, you want to let them air dry. People towel, I'm sorry, A and C, not D, air dried. When you air dry something, the bacteria gets killed because there's no more moisture. When you use a rag, you actually spread potential dirt that you didn't wash off on all the dishes.
Ugh, yuck.
So the same towel goes on every 30 dish. So not good.
All right. Number nine, Corey.
All right. The last time you handled raw meat, poultry, or fish, you cleaned your hands afterwards by wiping them on a towel, rinsing them under hot, cold, or warm tap water, washing with soap and warm water.
On my kid's t-shirt. No, I'm sorry.
Not mine, at least, though.
B, rinsing them under hot, cold, or warm tap water.
That is not the answer. C is the answer. You want hot water, but washing with soap and warm water, because cold water or tap or warm tap water is no good. You want hot water and soap. That's the best thing. Actually, you want the hot water as hot as you can stand it. That's the best.
Oh my God. Did I only get like two, not even two, right? What, how pathetic is that? All right. Number 10.
All right. Meat, poultry, and fish products that are defrosted in your home by setting them on the counter, place them in the refrigerator, or microwaving.
Setting them on the counter. A.
I guess that's good. I'm going to be talking now before Thanksgiving or around holiday time. Placing them in the refrigerator is actually the correct answer. When you sit on the counter, bacteria multiplies as it's sitting there at room temperature, and that's really not the best answer.
All right, number 11, Corey.
All right, when you buy fresh seafood, you buy only fish that's refrigerated or well iced. Take it home immediately and put it in the refrigerator. Sometimes you buy straight out of the local Fisher's Creek. What do you think?
B. Take it home immediately and put it in the refrigerator.
That's a pretty good answer, but you really want to buy fish that's refrigerated and well iced. You may live an hour away from somewhere.
All right. It looks like I have one more chance on number 12. Let me try.
The redeeming one.
Go. All
right. You realize people, including yourself, should be especially careful about not eating raw seafood if you have diabetes, HIV infection, cancer, or liver disease.
All of the above?
They're all bad, but HIV is the worst because the potential of eating raw food is bacteria and you can get an infection. And as you know, with HIV, you cannot fight off an infection.
Well, all right. So, I've got some work to do, studying to do. And, you know, we have for listeners who just came in, we're talking with Corey Kassler. He's our resident food safety guru here at the Ulster County Department of Health. And we've been playing a little silly quiz game on food safety. And hopefully you learn by my wrong answers what the right answers are that Corey told you, and you'll practice some of them. So we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about holiday food preparation and cooking, which I know everybody's engaged in. All right, so we'll be back after these short words.
Heart attacks won't wait. If you ever have symptoms of a heart attack, you need to get to the nearest emergency department, preferably one with the technology and expertise to stop a heart attack in its tracks. Health Alliance Hospital, right here on Broadway in Kingston, has expanded cardiac services, including catheterization and electrophysiology. Now, for many people, Health Alliance in Kingston is the closest option to find treatment of clogged arteries, irregular heartbeats, and to limit damage from a heart attack already in process. For the first time, we have these advanced heart health services based right here in Ulster County. This expansion is part of a larger plan to bring advanced cardiac services to Ulster County and the surrounding communities. If you have heart attack symptoms, do not wait. Call 911 and get to the closest emergency department. At Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston, we are ready to see you now. That's Health Alliance Hospital on Broadway in Kingston. WMC Health. Advancing care here.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Today, we're talking about food safety with Corey Kassler. He's our resident food safety guru here at the Ulster County Department of Health. And at the beginning of the program, we were talking about general food safety measures, and we played a fun quiz game that demonstrated my total lack of knowledge about food safety. So thank goodness Corey's here to set me straight. And Corey, you know, is he goes around to restaurants and facilities to make sure that they are complying with food safety regulations. So, you know, for the businesses that are doing the job right and well, he's a welcome guest because he comes with a wealth of information to help people be safer in their businesses. For others, they're going to be looking for the back door to run. So Corey, so before the break, we were talking about general food safety. Now let's get to holiday food safety. I'm going to ask you some questions about that. How does one thaw a turkey or other meat for holiday preparation?
The safest way to defrost any meat is under refrigeration. Many people like to put it on the counter a day before or 3 days before. I've even heard of people putting it in their commercial dish machine because it gets really warm in there. And they figure the hot water is going to defrost the ice, which is like extremely scary and not something we should be doing. Some people put it in a bucket of water and let it defrost in a bucket of water at room temperature. What some people don't understand that by the time the middle is defrosted, where all the giblets are and all the things that you want to get out of the center, the outside of the meat has gone bad. And the bacteria has gone to a certain point that you're going to get sick eating the food. So you want to defrost in your refrigerator. And the general rule is, depending on the temperature of your refrigerator, if it's around 40 degrees, it's about 5 pounds a day. So you have a 20-pound turkey, it should be in the refrigerator at least 4 days prior defrosting, maybe more. And you should put it on a dish or in a pan, so in case it starts to defrost and the bag has a hole in it, because you're just vacuum sealed, it can catch all the drippings. You don't want raw poultry juice in your refrigerator on other food items.
I guess not. I guess you can't use like a blowtorch, like a little propane torch or something.
I mean, you could, but I wouldn't want to eat it personally. I like to see it. So
Corey, what temperature does a turkey or other meat have to be cooked to be safe?
Any poultry, the minimum temperature, which could be chicken or turkey, is 165. And remember, that is the minimum temperature, which means you're right on the fence of undercooked or just barely cooked, which is 165. But I recommend people 180, and then you should be taking a temperature in the thickest part of the meat, which is the breast. And you should have a metal stem thermometer to check that with. I've seen the old school thermometers that your grandparents had that start at 120 and go to 180, where there's no way to calibrate them. And then you don't know if they're accurate. So you should be buying one that goes from 0 to 220. You can calibrate it in ice water to 32 degrees. Then you have a standard that you know is working. Stick in the thickest part of the meat. When that hits 180, you're good to go.
I heard the other day that those pop-up things they put in turkeys and whatever are kind of worthless, right? They're just there for liability purposes.
I think it's like a novelty item. it's like it popped up, but you have it still undercooked.
It's like
I would not trust that.
It's like the prize in the Cracker Jack's box.
I miss that. but yes.
Me too. That's how I got my driver's license.
That's how I got me too, actually. but I recommend people actually take a temperature, because I've seen people say it looks done. I'm not sure how that correlates into a number, but you want to take a temperature. That's the only true way to do it. Some people do ham. And any pork is 150. That's like a big thing you see during the holidays, a ham.
Now, don't you run the risk if you get it too high in temperature that the meat begins to dry out on you?
That definitely happens. A lot of people do the basting. I've seen what I've talked to people about is taking the turkey, since it has bilateral symmetry like we do. I've told people, cut it down the center, unless you're doing a presentation for the turkey, whereby sees this beautiful turkey on the table. If you're just going to serve the meat, cut it down the center, lay it in the pan like a pair of shoes. Like when you buy a pair of shoes, they fit in the box perfectly sideways, a lot lower. You cooks more evenly and it keeps all the moisture in the turkey.
Excellent point. So what temperature does a turkey or other meat? I'm sorry, we already said that one.
Yeah.
I have to pay attention here. How long can I leave holiday food out after I've cooked it?
What I tell people is that once you have food out for service, everybody eats the meal. As soon as you're done eating the meal, I recommend people putting it in the refrigerator. Don't let it sit out. Things start growing at room temperature. And once it goes below 120 degrees, bacteria starts rapidly multiplying. And here's the big thing people do that I see everywhere. They say, okay, I'm going to put it in the refrigerator. And then they saran wrap it. The problem is when you saran wrap it, you trap the heat in the product. It can't escape. The saran wrap acts like a blanket, trapping the heat. So you want to leave it uncovered, shallow containers. You want a lot of surface area. So you want a big pan, very shallow, open. And then the next day when it's cold, because it's had a chance to cool down properly, then you saran wrap it in the morning. But you don't want to saran wrap it before you put it in. Have someone look in your refrigerator right now and you'll see things that are saran wrap with the little water droplets on the saran wrap on the inside. That means that the heat got trapped inside the saran wrap, didn't let it cool rapidly. That's a little quick thing to look. You go, wow, little water droplets in there. I mean, it was still too hot before you wrapped it.
Good point. Now, when I buy pies at the store, I mean, I'm not a baker, of course. I mean, I should be, but I'm not. When I buy pies at the store, they're not refrigerated. So if I have a pie at home, can I just leave it? I mean, leave it in the box on the counter?
It depends what kind of pie. If you have most pies aren't hazardous pies. They have a lot of sugar in them, like an apple pie or pecan pie or pecan, how you say it. But pumpkin pies or lemon pies, pumpkin especially has evaporated milk in it. So it's got dairy in it. You don't think about it. You don't see it. But things that have a dairy item or meringue, which is made out of egg white, those are the kind of pies you want to keep refrigerated. What I tell people, I said, it may be safe out, but it's definitely safe in the refrigerator. So let's pick the safer choice.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I want to worry about it?
And I think we covered this next question before, but let me ask it again. So should I let my leftovers cool off or put them straight in the fridge, cool off a little bit? What do you recommend?
You want to put them straight in a refrigerator, uncovered. I've heard people complain, I put it in a refrigerator, it starts steaming. I said, that's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to be letting off the heat. The steam is the heat letting off. And in a short amount of time, it'll stop steaming because it'll cool down to the point that it's not steaming anymore.
Interesting. So, and you covered this a little bit too, but what's the ideal way to store the holiday leftovers? Should they be like in Tupperware or bowls with lids? What does that look like?
Well, I've seen people take containers, a big Tupperware container, maybe 8 inches high, and they fill it to the top with stuffing or potatoes. The problem is it's so high and so deep and so dense, it'll never cool properly. So I tell people, put on a sheet pan or something similar where you have a lot of surface area, a lot of air can reach it, and shallow so it cools rapidly and not covered. That's the safest way to do it.
And so how long will holiday leftovers last? I mean, a week, 2 weeks?
If you refrigerate them, about 3 or 4 days. If you refrigerate them, a lot of people have them like flaming turkey wings next week. They go, it's special. But you don't want that. I don't think I want those.
It might be flaming indigestion that goes along with it.
Flaming hospital trip. So so you could 3 or 4 days in refrigerator, but I recommend if you want to keep them longer, just put them in a baggie or something similar, a container, and put them in your freezer. Now that'll stay hold in there for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a much safer way to do it.
And so if you do freeze them, what is the protocol for then defrosting them? And can you reheat one, more than once or no?
They recommend reheating one time only. Remember, it's a recommendation. Everybody has their own take on it, but the standard is one time reheat after you take them out. And you want it defrosted like you do turkey. Remember, you want to take it out, defrost it for a couple, depending how big it is. But you have a big container of mashed potatoes and it's like 3 pounds. It may take a day for it to defrost before you start cooking it again.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
So Corey, this is probably the most important question that anybody who's interested in food safety or just, casually interested in food safety wants to know. And it's the infamous 10-second rule, right? So I'm cooking something really delicious and I drop some of it on the floor I manage to pick it up and pop it in my mouth or I race the dog to it and the dog before the dog gets it. I'm good to go, right? Under 10 seconds, aren't I good to go?
Sure. No, I'm joking. No, not sure.
Why?
I know what I tell people. I put in a different perspective. I go, would you lick your floor of your kitchen? And they go, no. I said, well, the food did. And they go, oh. I go, and I've read many studies that said 1 second, 10 seconds, it doesn't matter. Once it touches the floor, it's over. Remember, you're walking on, you have animals, you walk outside, all the filth you accumulate over the day is on your shoes. Now it's on the floor. Now it's on the food.
So you mean to tell me that my house is not clean, even though I try to clean it at least once a week?
Well, I know there's many levels of clean in the world. I recommend against it, but people do what they do, but I recommend against it. 0 seconds is my rule. Hits the ground, hits the garbage.
Or you have to catch it in midair if you're fast enough.
Then you're fine.
Hey, Corey, we're running out of time. So tell people where they can go for more information or how to reach you, whatever.
I have an email address at cks@co.ulster.ny.us. Or my local phone number, which goes right to my desk, is 845-340-3036.
Well, thank you so much, Corey. Thank you for all the great work that you do out there, keeping everyone safe. All kidding aside, it's really, really important work. We're happy to have you. Thanks so much for coming in. And you're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Be safe. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.